Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Cathal Minogue from Today FM is with me in studio today to bring us some good news. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to see you.
So you're swapping one Cathal for the other. Usually it's Cathal O'Sullivan. I said, who else do we get? I'll get the other Cathal.
We'll get the other Cathal in. Well, Cathal's good news this week is that he's on a day off today. So we're delighted to have Cathal Minogue, who's here to tell us about, well, the positive stuff that's happening.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
So, is having your birthday day, getting that off work, is that really people's dream job?
Apparently so. A new poll of 2,000 workers in the UK have been asked what would they associate with their dream job. And in the top 10 is having their birthday off paid for, but to have it off. Now, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Because I just hate the fear of knowing, like, you know, it's because there's a sing song upstairs.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Sure,
do you
in our
do that?
Place. Yeah, you get the cake. There's the caterpillar cake is appears from.
Yeah, the caterpillar cake comes out and then you kind of, you know, it's going to come at some part of the day and you're looking around kind of nervous and you might, the person across from you might be kind of giving the eyes behind. Yeah, yeah, now's the time.
Yeah.
Has anyone you have to pretend, oh, I don't expect anything to happen here. And then you have to awkwardly sit while about four or five of your colleagues take videos and everyone sings happy birthday.
It's horrendous.
And then you have to give the all staff email to say there's
cake in the kitchen.
Cake in the kitchen
if anyone wants it. Do you know, I just take my birthday off.
Do you?
Yeah. Just like, just use it, just to take the day.
And even if it falls
to avoid
on
the caterpillar cake.
What if it falls on a Wednesday like today?
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, I'll not be here on the 29th of August.
Really?
No.
29th of August, that's good to know. I better take that down. 29th of August.
I won't be in.
Yeah,
you won't find
well,
me.
Look, I might be joining you on that one. But yeah. that's apparently what a poll says, is that's in the top 10.
I love it.
Some of the other things. So like the top one is flexible working hours, which is kind of a given. I'm lucky enough mine is quite flexible. So I'm blessed with that. I do feel like that's one of
that's
the best
a key feature for you
about my job.
What else?
Job security. Obviously enough. Colleagues that you get along with, like two of us, we're great friends.
Absolutely.
Thank God. We have great chats in the kitchen, Andrea. A short commute. That would be high on the list. What's your commute?
Oh, I'm so lucky. Yeah, I live very close to the office. So that'd be a key priority for me. The thing I thought funny in this, gym membership.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah, we're talking about cake in the kitchen.
I don't think that would be too high on my list. I'm okay if they're not going to give me a gym membership.
We want to know about what makes your dream job today. Let us know here in Lunchtime Live, 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. We were asking people at the start of the show today, Cathal, where is their favourite Irish festival? Disclosure.
Yeah, I never thought I'd hear them on News Talk.
Yeah, I love Disclosure, by the way. Easy knowing I picked that one. Who are performing it All Together now this August?
They are. Which has been revealed. Yes, I've never actually been to All Together now.
Have you not?
No.
I went last year for the first time. Very different to Electric. It's like mature Electric Picnic. Yeah, for kind of middle-aged people.
Yeah.
But it's very good.
But the vibes are good.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's on August Bank Holiday weekend, which seems to be always one of the busiest weekends of the summer for me. But Virgin Media Ireland, they have done a poll as well, because that's the thing to be doing these days.
I love surveys.
Get a big survey says, and they have crunched the numbers and tried to find out what is the best festival in Ireland, and they've kind of got this on a number of different things. They've, you know, they're scoring it on the light, the scenery, the summer weather, the social media buzz around said festival, and it's Virgin Media Ireland, so the mobile coverage. Which must be good down in Waterford.
All together now. Yeah. And that's how they find that the Waterford Festival is the best.
The best one, yeah. The headliners this year are pretty good as well. So Pulp, we just heard Disclosure. Kneecap, Chrissy Moore, Mary Wallopers, Underworld, Annie Mack, who is incredible live. The DJ, Annie Mack. And Damien Dempsey is another one as well. So an eclectic mix there.
Yeah.
Number two, Electric Picnic.
Yeah, EP's great.
Yeah,
it's a fantastic festival.
It's just so big. I could see why people are put off with that.
There's definitely, it's more intimate at All Together now.
Is it?
Well, it's just smaller. Like, it's not as big. So
yeah, the mobile coverage down on Electric Picnic isn't the best at times. Beyond the Pale, Kaleidoscope, and Longitude finish off your top five. I've never been to any of the rest of
no.
them.
No.
Kaleidoscope is on this weekend,
it
actually.
It is, yeah. And I've heard it's a real family kind of friendly festival too.
Yeah, interesting though, the lineup has Pete Tong's Ibiza Classics. Like, all right, something for the parents.
There you go. Now, I know there's a lot of Irish football fans glued to this.
My name is Roberto Lopez. My nickname is Pico, which everyone calls me. I was born in Ireland. My mother is Irish and my father is from Cape Verde. He's from the island of San Nicolau. I'm a professional footballer for Shamrock Rovers and I'm 33 years old for now. Wasn't no one getting in contact with my club. I got a message on LinkedIn.
Yeah, Pico Lopez. It's just brilliant, isn't it? Like, and I love that so many people are massively now rooting and following the underdogs.
Oh,
the
it's amazing.
Cup.
That's the best thing about a World Cup, isn't it? You're always rooting for the underdog.
Who should we be following now? For me, that's the kind of World Cup bandwagon supporter.
Well, I hope you're on the Cape Verde bandwagon.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no bandwagon I wouldn't support. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I even got a jersey. I got a Cape Verde jersey,
Did
so
you?
I'm totally on the bandwagon. I've been shouting about it there for the last couple of weeks. It's just exciting and it's just a beautiful story.
Who else is worth
follow? DR Congo, I mean, everyone's going to be supporting them tonight because they play England. They're ranked 46 in the world. England are ranked 4th.
Yeah.
That's on at 5 p.m. Irish time. So we'll be shouting about them. But there have been some brilliant... There have been some brilliant underdog stories. Obviously, even the likes of Curacao and Uzbekistan and Jordan even getting to the World Cup was incredible. And Ghana, like, they drew with England earlier on. So, but the Cape Verde thing, I think, is the highlight of it all. They play Argentina on Friday at 11 p.m. Irish time, which I would imagine
Friday
a lot
night,
of people
would
suffer
the
perfect
that.
Time. But and Aer Lingus have flown over Pico's family.
That, yeah.
So that's a gorgeous story.
That's a real fairy tale, isn't it?
Now, they are playing Argentina. Pico's going to be up against Messi. If he cleans Messi out, there'll be a parade. Whatever happens, there's going to be a parade in Dublin for Pico.
So 11 p.m. Friday night,
yes.
Football fans and the rest of the bandwagon supporters, inclusive of myself.
Yeah, me and you both.
In tow. Now, this is a fairly unusual collaboration. As a Kylie Minogue fan for years,
yeah.
I would never put her in a duet with Snow Patrol.
And what do you think, even from that little
set? It's not bad. Yeah. I love, like, she's just the queen of pop.
Yeah.
So I just love absolute pop ops.
You watched the documentary, the Kylie?
I haven't yet. It's on my list.
Yeah.
I have a lot to watch at the moment.
You will love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was released today. It's called These Alarms. And Snow Patrol, Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol, he wrote it for his most recent album, which is called The Forest Is the Path. But he actually wrote the song with Kylie Minogue in mind. And he was like, this
really?
Could be a great song
yeah.
for Kylie. And but then they recorded it themselves. And the band were like, it's just missing something, isn't it? And at the time, they just called it Kylie. They just called the song Kylie. They didn't even have a proper name for it because it was a Kylie Minogue vibe is what they were going for. And then they said, look, will we just get in touch with her? Let's just see. Send her a demo. And Kylie loved it. And then she recorded her lines.
It's brilliant.
Now they have it. Releasing on a Wednesday is quite an interesting one as well. Songs are usually released on a Friday.
Yeah. So it's These Alarms by Snow
These
Patrol
Alarms.
And Kylie just out today.
And it's an interesting one for Kylie. It's no padam.
No.
Right.
What do you think of it?
I like it. I like Snow Patrol. They recently played St. Anne's Park as well and the vibes were good. And then there was the news during the week that Snow Patrol's Johnny McDade broke up with Courtney Cox after 13 years. So,
but this is good news. We only talk about good news here. So
yeah.
Sorry.
So good news for Johnny. He's got a great hit on his hands.
I suppose that's
if it goes to number one.
That's his development for the week. Finally.
Arlene, I'm 27. I'm a content creator and I'm from Dublin. I'm here to be myself, shake things up and bring a little bit of that Irish charm. I'm ready to find the one.
You know, I'm watching Love Island for the first time ever in my life because of Charlene Murphy.
Well, what do you think?
I think she's doing great. Yeah,
yeah.
Big fan.
I tried to watch it the other night as well. I watched that the Charlene in arriving into the villa and all. I couldn't stick it.
Really?
Oh, do you know what I actually wanted? I wanted a, you know, like a player cam. So just a red button option where you could just watch Charlene. But even if you're just watching her, she's just kissing your man for the whole thing.
Every time it moves to the other people, I'm like, I'll go back to Charlene. I want to hear what she's saying.
We can't relate with the others.
What I love is that the Irish businesses are doing everything to make the most of this. And we had the Galway pub last week. Cathal O'Sullivan was telling about the new Fitzy Fizz cocktail. But fortunately, one Dublin pub has followed suit.
Yeah, the Old Orchard Inn in Rathfarnham. This is amazing. So forget your World Cup fan zones or any All-Ireland semi-hurling final weekend fan zones that you might have this weekend. The Old Orchard Inn in Rathfarnham have created a Charlene fan zone.
I love it.
So the beer garden that they have at the Old Orchard, well, there's going to be exclusive Casa Amor cocktail specials, the best villa atmosphere in Dublin, fired up pizza will be available, and it's all going to be showing Love Island live from 9 p.m. So I don't know, does it, like, you know, fan zones when you're watching football matches,
well,
there's a cheer when there's a goal. So is it every time she kisses her new fella? Hey!
Well, I suppose if she gets, because I think it's on Fridays, not when the kind of the speculation, I have, as I said, I'm only new to following Love Island, but I'm told Friday is the day we're going to find out if she'll get brought back into the main Love Island villa. So maybe that's why the fan zone's been set up. And of course, naturally, if you're going to do that, you have to name the cocktails, the Bombshell and the Shaz, I think, is the other one.
Yeah, okay, well, see, there you go. You'll be there by the sounds of things.
Not quite, but I will watch it to see how she gets on. Cathal Minogue, thanks a million for dropping into us this Wednesday afternoon to bring us a little bit of good news.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.